Life's good.
Never on.
Whoa.
Hard. Hard reset.
Come on, Brent.
Life's good.
Got real close.
The hair high, right?
Trying to hit two thirds.
Have they saved it for her? Yes, they have.
Hello. Welcome to Game of Stones, everybody. I am Sean Graham Scott. Alongside, as always, hello, Scott.
Sean, good evening. On a lovely rainy night, you look as if you're trapped in a dark dungeon. I don't know if we're going to see the video, but it's ominous looking. Everything okay?
Everything's good. I don't like to have the big light on in the room because it really backlights me.
Yeah.
So I don't really like, and just the way it places there, it just doesn't look the greatest. But now that we're at this time of year, we're doing it in the dark again. We're recording in the dark. We tend to record around the same time. And for a chunk of the year, it's light and not so much anymore.
But now we are, now we are getting dark. Getting dark again.
So it's back to this. I got a ring light going, but that's it.
Yeah, it really, well, if you're worried about the other backlighting you, this one really front lights you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the, in my old apartment before I moved, I would also turn off all the lights and I had this other lamp that is in this room. It's just not plugged in that I would put behind me. Yeah. So it would be basically right behind my back pointing at the wall to get that light going and to show off those cool posters I had.
Yeah. So you could have both backlighting and front lighting.
Exactly. But again, we didn't post the video. So it's sort of.
So why am I talking about this?
Yeah.
Well, it's just disconcerting for me a little bit. Why don't I? My light on anyway.
So that's the setup here. Maybe I'll take a screen grab of me in this dark setting and throw it up on the Instagram so everyone can see what's going on. But it is a rainy day here, Scott. And as we talked about last week, we are going to be jumping on the very popular Reddit thread, Am I the Asshole? But we're going to be doing curling edition. So we solicited some stories from everybody out there, asked some folks we played with, and we have 9 Am I the Assholes.
9. That's a good number because it's a square root and has a square root.
There you go. Interesting.
I like it.
There's probably a lot of numbers like that though.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Yeah. Like infinite.
Yeah. I know, but it's just one that I like. So,
Okay. All right. So the way this works, if you've never seen the Am I the A-hole on Reddit, is somebody posts a question or posts a story and the commenters determine if that person is the A-hole or not. And the decision of the group is final.
Yeah, that's right. That's we're the ones that decide.
Yeah. So we'll talk through these. So I'll share the story that we got and we will decide if the person in question is or is not the a-hole.
Okay, let's go.
All right. First one, Scott, this is from Matthew. It's sent in. Playing a team and it's the fourth end. And in each of the previous three ends, the opposing team's second has come in and started to look at the rocks before the determination has been made about who scores. And so Matthew says, by the fourth end, this was really annoying. And I just said to him, you got to go. This is for the thirds. You can't be here. Just stop it. And tells him to get out of the house. Is he the a-hole?
This is Matthew being the a-hole?
Yeah, he's the third telling the opposing team second to stop looking at the rocks.
Okay. I think that if the opposing team second is the one that team has identified as the one who's going to do the looking, then fine. But if the opposing team has, their third and then this guy's just coming in unsolicited, then he's the a-hole and Matthew is not. What is your take?
So if the other team, but why would the other team have the second do that job? There's not like, it's not a specialized skill.
Who knows, right? Some teams have skips throw third rocks. Some teams have the second count the points. Who knows?
Have you ever encountered that?
Nope.
So who are these teams?
Oh, you know, maybe a team skipped by someone named Matthew that I made up, but
well, Matthew's the third in this scenario.
Okay. So I think, yeah, mostly Matthew is not the asshole. It is the other team second that is poking their nose into the business of the thirds.
It was encroaching. Yeah, I think I agree. Not the asshole.
Yeah, not the a-hole. Congratulations, Matthew.
Yes, well done. Well done. All right, here we go, Scott. This one is from Jeremy. And he says that I was playing this other team. I'm the third. And the other team's third went to go get the measuring stick.
Okay.
So as their third is going to get the measuring stick, their lead comes over, looks at the rocks, says, "Oh no, it's you guys, not us," and kicks the rocks away. And so I say, like, okay, that's nice, but that was wrong. You shouldn't do that. And kind of told them off.
Mm.
Am I the asshole?
So Jeremy was the one that did this?
No. So Jeremy is the third.
Yeah.
The opposing team's third goes to get the stick. And the opposing team's lead comes in, takes a quick look, kicks the stones away and says, "Oh no, it's you guys." And even though Jeremy benefits from this, kind of tells him off because that's not his place. It's very similar to the first one.
It's very similar to the first one. Yeah. I think, I don't think Jeremy's the a-hole for doing that. I think he's explaining sort of what was going on. I think the lead who kicks the rock away is the a-hole because his teammate just went to get a stick. he could have saved his teammate a lot of that if he'd done it before he went to get the stick.
But then you're encroaching.
Yeah, so just don't encroach.
Well, like, it's tough, right? Because I think there are people who measure unnecessarily. Like,
of course, yes.
Genuinely think that. So if somebody else comes in and thinks it's clear, yeah, you shouldn't do it, but like, I understand kicking it.
Yeah, but you really just shouldn't, because the two people that are in charge of that, as we discussed on the last one, they're the ones that are making the decision. So let them do what they want. You know what? You got a breather. Go have some water. Get ready for your next shots. You know, you don't get a lot of turnaround time usually as a lead. So just think of it as, hey, I got a couple extra beats here to mentally focus.
Yeah, that's one way to look at it. Makes the game go longer.
So, listener, you are not the a-hole.
Okay.
The a-hole is the encroaching lead.
Okay. So, Jeremy, that's two for two, not the a-hole.
Yeah. Yeah, good.
Okay. All right. Number three. All right, Scott, this one is from Nancy.
Nancy.
Okay. Nancy writes in and says, I was playing in a Bonspiel where there was no extra end. Winner was determined by a draw to the button. And first one came in and it was about full 4 foot. Not touching the white of the button, but definitely full 4 foot. And I said to the opponents, I don't want to measure. We'll be able to tell if you guys are closer or not. They throw it. I think it's clear that we are the shot stone, that it's us. They say they can't tell, and therefore they should win. I say, no, it's clear. Yours is just biting the 8 foot on the outside. I think it's pretty clear. We win. They disagree. I take the sheet, write down that we won, give it to the convener. Am I the asshole?
This one is maybe a bit tricky. I just don't know how we do this without like getting a frigging measuring device for every draw. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And who knows how to use those things? And yeah.
Well, that's the thing, right? Like, if you say, if we can't tell, you win, you're kind of opening it up to the other team that, all right, if they're not going to be really honest about it, then.
Yeah. You know what we should do, Sean? Take a picture.
Yeah, you could do that.
That'd be faster. And then if you take a picture and it's close and you can't really tell, then the second team would win.
Sure.
But if you take a picture and, like you say, one of them's clearly biting the 8 foot and one is full 4 foot, like I think that would be a pretty clear evidence.
Yes. But I don't know. I guess that is faster than measuring.
Yeah. Most people have their phones out there and you just do a little picture. Yeah.
That's
so
true.
I think like just like it's a fun bond spiel, right?
Yeah. You would hope it is. Not so much fun after that.
Because kind of like, well, okay, who really cares if we win? But yeah, I think the opposing team is for not insisting that you measure if they were going to be real sticklers about it.
Yeah. But I would also say, like, if you say, if we can't tell, you win, you got to kind of own that a bit. And if they're going to be jerks about it, well, then they win. They care more than you do.
Exactly. They care more than you do.
And so, like, I don't know. And I know if Glenn is listening to this, he's like shaming me because I hate measuring it. We had two last year where, or I don't know if they were both last year, but we've had two where he's had to throw a second draw to the button because I've refused to measure at the end of games. But, you know, I think Nancy might be the a-hole here just on the, I think the other team is too. I don't think anyone comes out great in the story, but if you say can't tell you win, you know, the possibility of them being jerks about it exists. You got to own that. And they win. Like, to just write it down on the sheet and go to the convener, that's a bit of a...
Yeah, I don't like that. So, sorry, Nancy. Today, you are the a-hole.
All right. So, Nancy is the a-hole here. All right. Let me write that down. All right. This one's from Frederick. He writes in,
yep.
As I was playing a game and I noticed that the other team's third really seemed to be hogging the rock. Mentioned it to the other team, mentioned it to the skip, mentioned it to the player, said, hey, think you're going over the line. Just give you a heads up. It was not received particularly well and no changes were made. And it really seemed like this player was continuing to hog the stones, and I was increasingly getting upset, and they won the game, and I was so frustrated that I refused to shake their hands after the game because I felt what they did was unsportsmanlike throughout the game. Am I the asshole for not shaking hands?
Yes. Yes. I apologize to old man Frederick. I assume this is an old person because getting upset about an old school kind of rule. But yeah, I mean, come on. Like, if they need that extra advantage to win, they're going to feel sad about it themselves when they think about it. Their consciences are going to get them in the end.
Yeah. I mean, the thing too about the hog line is like, if it's close, it's so hard to tell.
Yeah.
And how much does it matter? Like, if you're over by 2 feet, then yeah. But if you're really just on the knife's edge each time, I don't know if it makes that much of a difference.
It's probably not going to make that much difference.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you mention it to the other team, and they make no change, like, if someone says to me, hey, like, you're getting close to the line, just be careful.
Yeah.
Yeah, then you make sure that you're letting it go before the line.
Yeah.
That's not that complicated.
Yeah, I think so. And if you keep doing it and keep doing it, it's hard, right? Because curling is the game where it's like, yeah, you're supposed to let the other team police themselves. But if you're like seeing this guy, you know, slide to the line, go over it, and then let the rock go clearly after the hog line, that's one thing. If they're releasing it on the hog line, like, I don't know, close enough.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. So, and no matter what, you got to shake hands.
Yeah.
Well, not no matter what. There are circumstances where I would be okay with somebody not shaking hands, but this is not one of them.
No, this is not one of them. Sean, can I tell you, I just found an AI, Am I the Asshole Moral Free Judgment tool.
Okay. So we can put in these scenarios and see what our AI overlords think.
So I just put this one in.
Yeah.
This is classic AI because it's very waffly. It sounds like you're in a tricky spot. If the other team is clearly hogging the rock and you know the rule, then you're technically in the right by not shaking hands. However, refusing to shake hands might come across as a bit harsh, especially if the situation wasn't addressed in a clear sportsmanlike way. So, am I the asshole? Not necessarily, but I might have been more diplomatic to handle it in a way that kept the game focused on sportsmanship. What do you think? That's not what I'm here for.
I'm asking you.
Yeah.
Why are you asking me?
Anyway, I just
political answer. That sounds like a very politician-y.
Very political answer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. So we're saying asshole on that one?
Yeah. We're saying, yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right. Here we go. We are halfway-ish. My wife is living primarily in Spain for work, and although she's currently home for a few weeks, she will be going to a different city to visit a friend in a couple weeks. So the question is, I have an event that I would like to go to. So am I the asshole for not offering to let her take the car for her trip so that I can attend this event? In my defense, she has not asked and is taking the train using points for half of her ticket. But still, I'd like to know if something is owed for recompense for this. Is Jesse the asshole?
Well, I think the key here, Sean, is that she's not asked to use the car.
Yeah.
So, no. I would say no. If she was interested in using the car, she probably would have asked.
Okay. So, Scott's key to a successful marriage is never do anything proactively for your spouse.
Oh, I never said that.
Well, I mean, so like, does she have to ask for the car?
I mean, if she wants to use the car, then probably, yeah.
So he should never have said, oh, do you want to use the car?
I mean, that could have come up, but if it didn't, then I don't know. What are we supposed to like read subtext behind everything? Like she said, oh, I'm planning to go to Toronto for this fun event. Okay. And she never once brought up the car. Hmm. So there you go.
Okay. So you're saying no.
I'm saying no.
Okay. Should note that the event in question is curling related. It's a curling related event that Jesse wants to go to. So that's why he needs the car.
Yeah, I don't think so. Like, let me put myself in Jesse's wife's shoes for a moment. And I think
you could pull them off. Just saying.
Probably not. Okay, so I'll use my own situation. Well, that's also bad because I drive. But let's say I said, oh, yeah, like I'm super excited to go visit my friends. We're going to have a good time. If I really wanted to drive to this thing, I would say, oh, and you know what? I was wondering if I could use the car that for that thing. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I would say, no, like I'm good. I'll take the train. I'll fly. Like, no problem. Don't worry about it. Like, yeah. I think the onus would be on the person doing the thing to ask. Otherwise, yeah, I don't know. Why am I defending myself here? I'm definitely right.
So the person traveling has to ask.
Yeah, the person has to ask.
The person staying cannot proactively offer.
They can, but they're not the a-hole for not.
Okay.
I don't think that it's incumbent upon that person to.
Okay, so no requirement.
No requirement. Okay. No way.
All right. I think I agree with your assessment. I just wanted to pursue it a little more in depth.
You just wanted to get me riled up.
All right, Scott, next one up here. This is certainly one that we've talked about before, this scenario. Playing in a one-day Bonspiel, you know that I love a good one-day Bonspiel, does add some challenges to it.
Oh, yeah.
In which games are only three ends and take place over an hour and 15 minutes. We win the first game. Sorry, I should note, too, this is from Kim.
And this is a beginner Bonspiel, right?
Like a fun one day little Bonspiel.
Okay. Three ends.
Seems
in
how
an
it's
hour.
Described if it's only an hour 15.
An hour and 15 minutes to play three ends seems like a lot, but.
Well, yeah. So probably new people.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's an hour 15. We win the first game and buy the other team around. They don't offer the reciprocal drink saying. The next game is too soon, right? We don't want two drinks in our 15 minutes and go play. I would have had a drink or I wanted a second drink. So I told them that they should still offer because that is the correct thing to do and essentially guilted them into getting me another drink. I the asshole?
Well, Sean, this comes down to the age old question of whether this is a good policy to have winners buy drinks and losers reciprocate on the second round. Based on the context that you provided before, I think this is a beginning type of Bonspiel. I would suggest that, you know, you're not going to have people who are enmeshed in the curling culture over the last 20 to 30 years necessarily at this kind of event. And as such, I might question whether this practice should be implemented at all. I'll just get that out of the way. That said, it was implemented. But it's also possible that the team who lost accepted the drink on the pretense of not knowing that they had to reciprocate.
But here's the thing. If they're saying we're not reciprocating because, or like, we don't like, we're not doing it. We're not doing another round. We want to go play. That would suggest knowledge of the practice.
Okay. But was it knowledge after it was brought up? Like, hey, usually, you know,
in the sequence of events of how this story is told, the frustration with no second round is after the other team brings it up.
Okay.
So for the sake of argument, because we don't know, let's say that that's the sequence. Is a drink is offered and accepted on a first round. The statement is made, oh, we're not going to do another round because we're going to play. And then the response is, well, you owe me a drink.
Yeah, I think in this situation, if you accept a drink from the other team, then you should, not you must or shall, but you should offer a reciprocal drink, even if you're not having one, which that happens all the time, right?
All like, the time.
A lot of times, you know, oh, I'm not going to have one, but if you want one, I'll go get you one.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
I had so many $8 waters this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
So many.
So, yeah, in that case, it should be done. Is Kim the a-hole for demanding somebody buy them a drink?
Might be a little bit.
Maybe a bit. Yeah. It's frustrating. And then it could be a source of a story that you tell for the next 15 to 20 years, especially if it's someone mildly famous. But forcing them? Yeah. I don't know if forcing them is the way to go.
Yeah, me neither. You know, because I can understand where the other team's coming from. Like, it's an hour 15 between games, and
yeah,
do you really need two drinks in an hour 15 minutes when you're going out and playing and probably drinking all day? Like, I can definitely understand where they're coming from too. But the thing is, you should, even at that, you should offer, especially if you know, right? If you're brand new and you don't know, or you just moved from Vancouver or something where it doesn't happen, and mm-hmm. kind of thrown into this environment where it is the practice, then, you know, I'm a lot more forgiving. But sort of demanding somebody get you something, I'm not crazy about that.
Yeah, I don't love it, Kim. I don't love it. But
so,
hey, there you go.
Are we saying yes?
We're saying yes.
We're saying yes. All right. All right. Well, six in, and we're 3-3.
Wow. 3-3. Yeah. Okay.
All right. This one comes from John. And he says, I am the third on my team. There's a situation where the other team threw, we had the hammer, first rock of the end. Skip wasn't sure if it had come into the house or not. So I yell down and I say, well, put the 6-foot stick on it. And the two skips start talking and I go down and the two skips say, we're not sure if you're allowed to put the, if you're allowed to measure anything over the, in the course of an end. I say, I know that you can use the 6-foot stick for the purpose of the free guard zone. The two skips say, well, we're not sure. We don't want to break any rules. I go and grab the stick, put it down to determine if the rock is in or not against their wishes. Am I the asshole?
So who is this from again, Sean?
John.
John. Okay, this is from John. No, you're not, because it is definitely allowed to do that. You are allowed to measure to see if a rock is in the free guard zone or not. And that is an appropriate use of the stick. And hemming and hawing about it is dumb. So telling them they can do it and just doing it, I say no.
Yeah, I think I agree. I don't like overriding the two skips, but if it is within the rules, and that's definitely within the rules,
yeah,
only for the free guard zone, you can't measure to see if a stone is in the house or not after the free guard zone.
Yeah,
so in the back, like, no, you can't. If it's like the sixth rock of the end,
right?
You know, when everyone's looking at it, you can't just be like, well, let's just put the stick on it now. No, you can't do that.
No,
it's only for the purpose of the free guard zone. Yeah, it saves time. No humming and hawing. And if you got the rule on your side, even if they complain, like, okay, like, we're going to look it up after the game. And I was right. Like, so yeah, I don't think John's the asshole here.
No, you're in the clear there, John.
All right, Scott, this one is from Aubrey. She says, I was playing a game. It was the eighth end, and we had the hammer. On what we thought was my first stone, a front end player notices that the order had been flipped. Right? So basically, Aubrey is throwing before the other teams skip. And we try to figure out what's going on and discover that it's accidentally one of the stones from our sheet ended up on the sheet next door. So that's why we only had two rocks left. And so it looked like the third was done. We point this out to the other team, and the other team says, well, no, you still have to throw. You have two rocks left. I get pretty upset and say, well, no, like the rock's just over there. It's like nothing nefarious happened. Mm-hmm. And the other team says, well, no, like that you forfeit that because you went down to throw. It's your turn to throw. You got to throw. So rather than argue, I throw the two rocks. And then after their last one, they go to shake hands. I go and take the other stone and throw it and win the game. Am I the asshole?
Well, in this case, you would have thrown three rocks and probably your third or whoever missed their turn throwing that second rock should have been the one to deliver. But I think really what you should have done is said, no, like I haven't thrown yet. So no rule has yet been broken where we've thrown out of order. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless it was the second only throw one through one or the lead or something. Right. But no, like you haven't broken a rule yet. You have the hammer. You're entitled to throw all of your rocks. You've identified where the rock has gone. You just yoink, bring it over.
Yep.
And then you're good.
Yeah, I agree. The insistence on like the rocks just, that happens sometimes. Rocks end up on the wrong place. Like,
yeah,
whatever. And like if, oh, you... if the team was actually, if you throw out of order in the sense of, all right, like I've never seen this happen, but the team throwing yellow scores and then the lead just gets in the hack and throws first. Well, you don't, or the other team. So
yeah.
Yellow scores, they're playing blue. Yellow, and then blue just throws first for some reason. Well, you don't have the hammer anymore.
Right.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, you've just started the end. But and that happens a lot, right? Where somebody like gets ready, okay, it's my turn to throw, and the other team's like, actually, we scored.
Yeah.
And it might be because, you know, oh, we scored every other end. I've always thrown it first. Whoops. Like, sorry, guys. That kind of thing. That happens, right? That happens. But in this case, also saying, well, you came down here, you were going to throw, like that doesn't mean anything, right?
Yeah.
You didn't take the rock and, oh, I was about to cross the T line on my delivery and I realized, whoop, pulled it back. Like it wasn't even like that. It was just, hey, guys, we had more rocks left. Yeah. So, you know what? No. And I'm glad that you didn't accept shaking their hands. Because well, you had the
that's
hammer.
Not part of, that's not part of the... Oh, like shaking... I think they still shook hands.
Well, after, but they were like, oh, no, we're done. Nope. Boom. We beat you on my last shot. Good. I say good.
Yeah, I agree. I think the move, though, would be have the third throw their shot and just sort of don't deal with this insistence.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I agree.
It's to sort of nip it in the bud there.
Yeah. Yeah. So the answer is no.
All right. I agree. All right. Last one here. This one is from Ryan asking, is his skip the asshole for making them sweep a stone to the button while up eight in a bond spiel because whoever had the last stone on the button during a draw won a six pack? He did it, but was hovering over us like he was Kevin Martin yelling, go, go, go for the beer, for the beer, for the beer. Is his skip an asshole?
No, not at all.
The rules of the event are clear that if you can put it on the lid, you're going to win that beer.
Yeah.
And shouldn't matter what the score is, right? You could have been down 8, you would have tried it.
Yeah.
So you got to do it up 8. And having that extra motivation is maybe what got your rock to the butt.
Going for the beer, yelling.
In fact, it was made. You said
it was
that?
Made.
Yeah. It was made. So yeah, no, not the a-hole. Maybe if the rock had been really heavy and he'd been yelling sweep, 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 and then it had gone to the back 12 foot, then it would have been his fault for yelling.
That's true.
If it had been hogged and he had been doing that, that maybe, yeah. But since it was close and they ultimately made it, I think no, not the a-hole.
Yeah, everything comes out of the wash with a beer.
Damn right. Damn right.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually had this last year in a one-day spiel where we were mathematically eliminated. It was a point spiel, but the last end didn't count for points.
Yeah.
With the idea being that, like, if it's a blowout, just end it. And it was the same thing. The last game was last – it wasn't a draw to the button. Like, if you landed on the button, hit or whatever, or a draw, then – I think it was for wine. It was 2 bottles of wine or something. And so we were mathematically eliminated, but played a shot. And the other team said that they were surprised we hadn't shook until we wildly celebrated that we ended up on the button and lost the game by one fewer point because we didn't end up winning the wine, but there was one other sheet left that ended up getting it. But yeah, I think go for it. There's a prize at stake. And I think if he had just been yelling, go for it, like hard, like, but the fact that in the moment he's clarifying for the other team that it's for the beer.
Yeah.
I think anybody can understand that.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree too. Yeah. If you're like yelling and the other team thinks you're just trying really hard to get it done,
rub it in,
to like rub it in their face, then yeah, that's not great. But I I appreciate the effort on this one.
Yeah. All right. So there you have it, Scott. Those are 9 Am I the Assholes. We had 3 assholes and 6 non-assholes.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Sean, I have one more that I found on Reddit. You want to
read it? Let's do it.
Okay. This is the only one for curling that I found that wasn't related to hair. What's that?
What do you mean to hair?
Oh, like curling your hair, or like, am I the a-hole for loving my curly hair or gatekeeping my curling iron?
Gotcha.
Wow. A lot about curling irons. Okay. I, female 27, have been dating this guy from work, male 33, for a little over a year. Earlier in the week, he invited me to go curling and meet a family friend of his. I was stoked because I'd never been curling, and it's a nice feeling when an significant other asks you to meet someone close to them. Okay, it's been a bad week at work, blah blah blah. I suck it up and go anyway. We get to the curling club and he informs me that I'm actually going to just alternate into their game. In addition, it's very clear I've stepped into a good old Wisconsin boys club. Every man here is at least 40. I am the only woman and have never met a single one of these people. So she was being asked to play in an actual game.
Okay.
Feeling immediately uncomfortable and had also never tried curling. I told my boyfriend I would just watch. I didn't make it a big thing. I kept positive tone and disposition, but it's been a damn long week and he knows I'm an introvert and that meeting a bunch of people and possibly embarrassing myself isn't my ideal Friday night. I hung out near the ice for a while, made funny comments, drank a bit, put on my little bro persona, and met a bunch of the guys. Then I excused myself and sat in the clubhouse and watched and gave some thumbs up. Drank White Claws, chilled. Boyfriend comes out and continues insisting that I try curling. Gets pissed that I won't sub into the game. There are no other subs. Maybe they had a ultimate frisbee kind of game, but anyway. I politely declined, saying I'm comfortable watching. He continues pushing, and I continue declining because I'm not feeling great. I'm not in the best mood. I've never done this. I'd rather not hang out with 16, 40-year-old men I don't know. I didn't make a stink. I really didn't really do anything except politely decline, and he keeps bringing it up in front of all these guys, making it look like I'm such a psycho for wanting to chill off to the side. Long story long. I'm sitting here watching the NCAA tournament and he's out there having a great time, but angry with me for not playing with all these guys I don't know. He sees this family friend almost every Sunday to eat wings, so I'm unsure why I couldn't have just come to meet him then. AITA for sitting this one out.
Interesting. I don't think so, because she clearly didn't have all the information on what curling is. Like, if at the start of that story, when the way she, clearly her understanding was that she was going to come to like a practice-y type setting, and or like bowling, like,
you know, yeah,
like a, you think it's kind of like bowling where you have the sheet and it's you and your boyfriend and his friend and you're just hanging out, like
throw some rocks, have some yeah. fun. Yeah,
she clearly didn't know that it was a league and there'd be a lot of people there. So no, I don't think she's the asshole for not wanting to give it a try. I wouldn't want to try for the first time in a game either.
Yeah, exactly. That's not great. And, you know, having it be a bit under false pretenses getting you there, then yeah, if you don't want to, yeah, you don't want to. Yeah. I think you're a real trooper for hanging out, to be honest.
Yeah. I like the idea too, that she's like, everyone's so old, over 40. Wow, everyone's only 40 at a curling club. You're doing pretty good.
Yeah, you're doing pretty good. Mm-hmm. Also, her boyfriend is 33. So there was yeah. some people that weren't 40.
Yeah, including her.
There you go.
Yeah. So no, I don't think she's the asshole on that one.
I don't think so either. But yeah. it did seem to me like these couples, this particular couple, might not have been clear in setting boundaries. Mm-hmm. And I would really encourage them to work on that to make their relationship stronger.
Yeah, I agree. Especially, I would imagine, a situation if you work together, you got to have very clear boundaries about.
Yeah. Set a boundary politely.
Yeah.
Stick to that boundary. It seems like that's what she did. And that maybe her boyfriend was the one that wasn't reading that properly.
Yeah. And of course, she clearly was writing that during the thing.
Yeah.
So we don't know how angry he might have actually been.
True.
Or maybe they're no longer together and they work for different companies now. Who knows?
Yeah, could be.
It's all because of curling.
When was this posted? 2 years ago.
Hmm. I like when they put updates. Sometimes they come back and put updates.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, there you have it. Most people aren't assholes, I guess.
Great. Most people who think enough about their behavior to post on these kind of sites or ask these kind of questions of themselves, you know, you're usually halfway there already to not being one.
Yeah. Well, thanks to everybody who shared their stories. I hope you agree with our assessments. And if not, you can let us know why. Reach out to us. We're at gameofstonespodcast@gmail.com on the socials. All that good stuff. Let us know if we're wrong or if there are other stories where we need to adjudicate who is the a-hole and who is not. So certainly hit us up. I enjoyed this. I think this could be a summer feature moving forward.
Yeah, I think so. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So if you haven't yet, please do subscribe wherever you get your podcast, like, rate, comment. All that good stuff helps other people find the show. GameOfStonesPod.com, past episodes, plus a link to the merch. And I mentioned at Game of Stones Pod on the socials, except for Facebook, where it's Game of Stones Podcast and Game of Stones Podcast at gmail.com. All right. So, Scott, long weekend coming up. What do you got planned?
Well, there might be a curling event that I'll be going to this weekend.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's about it, to be honest. We're really excited to take it easy. You know, at work in the summertime, you usually think, all right, some people are going to be on leave, you know, it's going to be a little more chill. I got to say, this summer has not been chill.
No.
At work, and the fall is going to be even busier. So I'm looking forward to this long weekend, just kind of like unplugging, chilling out, maybe doing like making some meals for the week to come so that I don't have to think about it too much at night. And like really reflecting on the unions and their wins that got us this day, Sean.
Ah, of course. Yes. Yes. That is the point of the day. I think there's a parade.
Oh, yeah.
I think so. At least in some cities, I know for sure there's a parade. There's something here, I think.
I mean, yeah, there ought to be. And I think we just had a major union win a victory over the employers in the Air Canada flight attendants strike. So, you know, even if they decide to vote it down, which I haven't heard one way or the other, but it was a victory for them and for labor, I would say.
Yeah. The idea of it's a nice back to work order. That's great.
Yeah.
That cool. $4 will get you on OC Transpo. There you go.
So
that is of course going on this weekend. If you're out celebrating the end of summer, please do so safely and have a wonderful long weekend. Hopefully the weather is good where you are. We'll be back with you again next week as we start to turn our attention towards this upcoming season. Still got some fun stuff in the hopper, though, in the summer season vein, though, before we get there. But games are fast and fierce. We have at events in Europe, the under 25 next gen event is going on right now. I don't know if it started as we record this, but it's happening this weekend. So a lot of games are happening, but as we say, when we get to the Briar and the Scotties, do games in August really count? I mean, they count. You win money for them and good on you. And it's better to win than to lose. Maybe a little more important this year because you got to be hot in the fall, at least in Canada. The international teams have already been announced, maybe not as much, but things are going on and we'll get into it as we roll through the fall. But until we chat with you again, keep those brooms on the ice and don't dump that insert.
Make the final.